Survivors in the Rubble. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. People are emerging alive from a theater being used as a shelter in Mariupol, Ukraine, hit by a Russian airstrike, according to Ukraine's government. The Russians deny it.
We are getting word from local officials that the shelter, which was built underneath the theater, was largely intact. So we don't know how many civilians were down there sheltering. Signs that were written on the ground saying very clearly children were just ignored by the Russians.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv, Ukraine. There's another emergency United Nations Security Council meeting today about Ukraine. Here's Fox's Evan Brown.
Chris, six nations, including the U.S., the U.K., and France, are asking for open time at the United Nations Security Council to talk once again about Russia's war on Ukraine. Exactly what the topics would be is not yet known, but it may have to do with Friday's scheduled vote on a humanitarian aid resolution. That resolution itself is now the subject of great criticism as it is written by the Russians, and nowhere in its text does it mention Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia is still a permanent member of the UN Security Council, Chris.
Evan, Jeff Zients is stepping down as President Biden's COVID-19 response coordinator. He's being replaced by Dr. Ashish Jha. He's Brown University's Dean of Public Health. President Biden's St. Patrick's Day meeting with Ireland's prime minister today is canceled.
Prime Minister Micheál Martin had to leave the Ireland Fund's 30th National Gala in Washington last night after getting told he had tested positive for COVID. Also at that event, President Joe Biden. But a White House spokesperson said the two were not in close contact. However, Politico reports Martin was photographed sitting without a face mask next to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Fox's Jill Nato. NASA's Artemis 1 rocket's being slowly rolled out to the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida today. It's 332 feet tall, being sent to the moon sometime in May or this summer. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Justice Department charges several people with spying on American residents on behalf of China.
Assistant Attorney General Matthew Wolfson says these cases
expose attempts by the government of the People's Republic of China to suppress dissenting voices within the United States.
One case seeks to get information on dissidents. One targets an artist's free expression. Olson says a third case hits at the heart of American democracy.
To derail the congressional candidacy of an American citizen and military veteran.
Punishment for the accused range from 5 to 20 years in prison. The DOJ says if U.S. residents are targets of a foreign power's harassment, it won't tolerate it. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
There are rumblings that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could go after his old job.
Cuomo reportedly has been fielding calls from supporters about running for governor and is commissioning internal polling to see if there's an opening in a primary run against current Governor Kathy Hochul. Cuomo has recently been in public view. Earlier this month, he spoke at a Brooklyn church saying cancel culture was to blame for his political downfall. He resigned last summer after multiple sexual misconduct allegations. He's also facing criticism after an audit found his administration undercounted COVID-19 deaths.
Fox's Rob Dawson. The first round of March Madness starts today.
The stage now set for the round of 64, a full day of college hoops action on tap today, starting with 11th seed Michigan facing 6th seed Colorado State. Three of the four number one seeds in this year's bracket will be in action this afternoon. Baylor will face off against Norfolk State. Kansas will square off against first four winner Texas Southern, while top seed overall Gonzaga will be squaring off against Georgia State. One school making their Division I tournament debut today, that's the 14th seed Longwood Lancers taking on Tennessee.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Dr. Mehmet Oz, running for Senate in Pennsylvania, says he'll renounce his dual citizenship with Turkey if elected. He says he's kept it to make health decisions for his mom in Turkey. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.